Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we're continuing our conversation about how to build your faith, and we're talking specifically about how to deal with delays and difficulties in our lives, and I'm basing this off a talk I did recently. I got a lot of the information from a message I heard from Wally Rendell many years ago, and just thought it was really applicable for a lot of people in my life and for my own life personally. And so yesterday we talked about how to deal with difficulties. We've been basing it out of the book of Acts, chapter 27, and we talked about determining the reason why we're going through a difficulty or delay in our life. Something that we often overlook is how to ask God for help. We talked about the common mistakes we make a lot of times when we're dealing with delays and difficulties. Based off Acts chapter 27, we talked about a lot of times this happens because we listen to bad advice, which is based off verse 11 in chapter 27 in Acts, or we follow the crowd based off verse 12 in chapter 27 of Acts. And last but not least, we often rely on circumstances is a common mistake we make a lot of times when we're dealing with delays and difficulties in our lives, and that's based off verse 13 in Acts chapter 27. We ended yesterday's program just talking about determine the result that we want. You know, what are the expectations that we're looking for? And that way, when we run into a delay and difficulty, maybe we can handle it better. And one of the ways that we do this is ask lots of questions. So if you missed that program, really want to encourage you to go back to our website. That is hopeishere.today. Hopeishere.today. And you can find that podcast. It's only 14 minutes long. Also, lots of other great programs on there. We've been doing this since September, and we're almost at 10,000 downloads of our program. And so really appreciate the support of people. In fact, if you'd like to make a financial offering to our ministry, it is tax deductible. You can simply go online at hopeishere.today, or if you'd rather mail a check, go to the hopeishere.today, and I can give you the address to mail a check. And we appreciate so many people that support us on a monthly basis with their tax deductible donation to Hope Is Here, as we are now being listened to in over 20 different states and 6 foreign countries, and so many people looking for hope. All right, I want to continue this conversation about how to deal with delays and difficulties. Today I want to help you determine your response when you're in a delay and difficulty. You know, so many times we just speak whatever first comes to our mouth. And unfortunately, the Bible tells us a lot of times what comes out of our mouth comes from our heart. And if our heart's not in a good place and we're struggling with anger or just a lot of other frustrations in our life, sometimes our response to people is not good. And so I think we need to be prepared. How do we deal with delays and difficulties in our life and determine our response? What's that going to be like if we run into a delay or difficulty in a situation we're dealing with? It's a lot easier to be prepared, and then when this emergency or this disappointment or delay or difficulty comes in our life, in how we will handle it. A second thing is ask, how should I handle this difficulty? You know, ask people that you know, people you respect, people that are mature in their faith. Get wisdom from them. How did you handle this situation? Maybe when you had a rebellious son or daughter. How did you handle this situation when you needed a new car but you couldn't afford a car payment? How did you handle a job situation when you had a coworker that wasn't carrying their own weight? I mean, there's so many situations that a lot of other people have gone through. Instead of us stressing over delay or difficulty in our life, we just need to ask God to show us who in our sphere of influence, in our community, our network of friends and family and just acquaintances even, that might be able to help us with a difficulty that we're a difficulty in our life. And the fact of the matter is, I think all of us like to be asked for wisdom, don't we? I mean, I know I do, and somebody wants to ask my opinion on how to deal with a certain situation. And so one of the most humbling things can be is when somebody asks you your opinion on something, and they want to know because they trust your opinion because you have experience in that. And the Bible even says you have not because you ask not. And I want to remind you that, you know, when we're preparing our response to people and we're asking others on how I should handle a difficulty we're dealing with, John Maxwell's book called Failing Forward says, you know, when we have a failure in life or delay or difficulty, it's not what happens to us, but what happens in us. It's not what happens to us, but what happens in us. And, you know, so many times I've just tried to wonder what it is that God wants me to do sometimes. And when I feel things inside not going well, I've got a couple of friends that are really just very calm. One of them is my brother, my middle brother, Mike Horn. That's an oncologist and just very level-headed, very even keel, and has a lot of wisdom both in the world and a lot of education, but also a lot of biblical knowledge, and ask them on how I should respond to something. And you know, we all have somebody like that, and maybe that's stronger in an area than we are. So ask those people, because if you know what's happening in you is not a good thing, you want to be careful how you respond. Wrong responses to when we have a delay or difficulty are actually when we drift. You know, that happened in chapter 27, verse 15 of Acts. I want to encourage you to look at that. And, you know, the fact of the matter is when you coast, you're going down, okay? You know, you're not going in a good direction. I heard head basketball coach Ralph Willard say one time to the guys on our team at Western Kentucky University, guys are either moving forward or backwards in life. You never just stand still or in idle. Yeah, you might be like that for a day or so, but if you keep doing that, eventually, next thing you know, you'll be going backwards in your life. And that's so true. And whatever it is, if your marriage is in a bad place, it just didn't happen overnight because you put it on cruise control and didn't address maybe situations that came up. Next thing you know, you're in a troubled marriage, or I know where I put on some weight. It wasn't the first bad meal or first time I didn't go work out with the gym membership I owned. It just was a slow, gradual coasting. The next thing I know, I've got a weight problem and got to buy some larger size clothes, shirts, and pants. And so we've got to be careful about drifting when we have delays and difficulties, putting off dealing with a delay or difficulty. You know, a lot of times the old saying goes, if you wait to go downtown when all the lights turn green, you'll never get there. And sometimes that's what a lot of us are waiting on. So that's a wrong response when we're dealing with a delay or difficulty. Another wrong response when we're dealing with a delay or difficulty is to discard it. You know, it's easy just to, you know, get rid of people, get rid of things when they're uncomfortable or they require a little bit of work. And, you know, some of the best friendships I have are ones that we've gone through maybe a season where we had some challenges, but we've worked through them. We've asked each other tough questions. We've offered forgiveness to one another. And we know it's a solid friendship because we have stood the test of time. Same thing with your family, coworkers. I mean, the list goes on and on. But, you know, when we have a wrong response to delay or difficulty, a lot of times we just start discarding things or people. And that's an easy way. Anybody can do that. But most of the time, it's not the God-honoring way. And to have hope when you're dealing with a delay and difficulty, I want to make sure you don't look for that as the easy way out. Because once again, as we talked about yesterday, God is more interested in your character than he is your comfort. Does he love to bless his kids? Absolutely. But we are blessed financially with material things and good health and other things that are so wonderful to have. But not just for our own self-well-being, but for others, that we can be a blessing to others. And I love the verse in Proverbs that says, those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. So sometimes when we're not feeling refreshed, even though we don't feel like it, and we're dealing with a delay and difficulty, one of the best things we can do is go out and serve somebody else or help somebody else. And next thing you know, then things start to turn around in our own situation or circumstances. And last but not least, the wrong response when you're dealing with delays or difficulties is just to get in a spirit of despair. You know, you just get overwhelmed, you lose hope, and you want to give up. I mean, the fact of the matter is, and, you know, it talks about in Acts chapter 27, verse 20, which we based yesterday's and today's programs on. It says in verse 20 of Acts 27, the terrible storm raged unabated for many days, blotting out the sun and the stars, until at last all hope was gone. So here Paul is, a prisoner on this ship, being taken to Italy because he has been talking about Jesus and preaching everywhere, and he got arrested. And yet, you know, all these people on the ship, everybody lost hope because they had so many challenges and delays in getting to Italy because of storms and some bad decisions by the ship's crew. Well, we've only got about 3.5 minutes left, but I want to help you with getting the right response to when we have delays and difficulties so we can have hope in our lives when we're dealing with those type of delays and difficulties. First, I want to make sure that we confess our part. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13 says, "A person who refuses to admit their mistakes can never be successful, but if they confess and forsake them, they get another chance." And friends, we live in a culture where everybody wants to blame somebody else when they make a mistake. And, you know, mistakes happen. We all make them. But if you do it a second, third time, you've actually made a decision. Not a mistake. You've made a decision. I heard that quote by Buzz Williams, the head basketball coach of Virginia Tech, a couple of days ago on Twitter. Now, that is so true. We make a mistake, we do something the first time, maybe even the second time, but a lot of times even the second time, but definitely the third time we make what we call a mistake in the same area of our life, we've made a decision. And so we need to confess our part. And there's also a lot of healing, a lot of freedom in that. And also you get a lot more respect from your friends and family members when you just say, you know, hey, I messed up. Can I get a second chance? Sometimes we need a third chance, but you got to confess your part. Another right response to delays and difficulties is we have to confront the problem or the difficulty maybe that's causing the delay in our lives. And Paul talked about this in verses 34 through 40 in Acts chapter 27, and I want to encourage you to take a look at that. The last thing is that we have to claim a promise. And, you know, you say, well, what do you mean? Well, I mean by what God's word says about us in our faith, our future. When things don't look good, I go to Jeremiah 29:11 lots of times. It says, "For I know the plans I have for Greg, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper Greg and not to harm Greg. Plans to give Greg a hope and a future." Or when I'm having a delay or difficulty and I don't know when I'm going to get out of it or things just look kind of hopeless, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge God, and he will direct your paths." So I close with James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4 today. It says, "Is your life full of difficulties? Well, be happy when the way is rough. Your patience has a chance to grow. So let it grow and don't try to squirm out of your problems. For when your patience is finally in full bloom, then you'll be ready for anything. Strong in character, full and complete." That's from James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. Friends, I really believe that God never wastes a hurt in our life or a delay or difficulty. And, you know, one of the fruits of the Spirit is patience. You know, we have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. And I love that one of my friends who had been asking God to help her with the fruits of the Spirit, and she'd even told her daughter that, and one day she was losing her patience, and her daughter just said to her, "Mom, number four, and she's talking about the fourth fruit of the Spirit that's listed, which is patience. And you know what? Don't be so hard on yourself when you do mess up, when you're going through a delay or difficulty, and maybe you don't handle it in a God-honoring way. Give yourself a fresh start, forgive yourself, and make a better decision the next time. And while you're waiting, don't fear, because God, the Bible promises God will never leave us or forsake us. Don't fret, because God's timing is perfect. Don't faint, because Galatians chapter 6:9 tells us, "Do not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time you will reap a harvest if you don't give up." Well, my name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here. Hope you'll join us next time.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.